So we're back, but we don't have the music because man on vacation, man don't have the button. We're just doing it raw, uncut.
Dang, no music, and I was here ready to start, you know, on my two-step movements, you know. Welcome back, everybody. We're back once again for another episode. As you can see, Puff's background, he is not in Canada. He's not in foreign. He has T-shirt. Left. He has left.
Nice. Well, and
he's
nice.
Out there in Grenada. All right, but before we get started, you know, make sure you like the video, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Puff and Vern, we are back. Puff, you're in vacation. You're
and we're liking the comments. We have a few comments. We're going to address those in the next episode. We see a few comments. Yeah. We don't like what we're saying. Some people agree. Some people don't. I like that. Let's keep the conversation
it's funny.
Going.
I love the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's jump
let's
in.
Right into it. Let's get right music. Into it.
Let's jump right into the Raptor rap. Let's
go. And my son wants to go to the beach. My son demanding to go to the beach, so we gotta hurry up and wrap this up. Go.
All right, let's do it.
We're gonna talk about the Raptors real quick. The Raptors this week. It was an even week. You know me. I'm celebrating the losses. they took one serious dub,
bro.
Serious dub,
bro.
They're crossing, man. Not turning around. No door. Man, end up at
brother. I tried my best to watch that game. Ooh, and I said, wow. After like the first quarter, I was like, I couldn't do it.
That highlight reel is going to be seen many times over again.
And then too, to put like insult to injury, that dunk that he finished with it, Ingram, oh my goodness, that was wrong. That's dangerous.
Turn around a man at the 3-point line, but then go down the lane and dunk on a neck.
And dunk on him like that? Oh my goodness, yo. That was ridiculous.
Okay, it's okay to beat the Raptors. It's okay to, I want the higher draft pick, but don't make them look stupid like that. Dude.
Yo, yeah. Hey, man. Yo. Hey, listen, the Pelicans are playing ball, man. Pelicans are top five out west.
Vern, I knew it. When I saw they're up against, I was like, this is an L for sure. Because them men are nice. Again, I don't know if they're going far in the playoff, but they're nice. They have some two dangerous players on the team.
Remember
Zion and Ingram.
And Ingram, yeah. Remember, I predicted top three for the man. Oh. I don't know, but they're going to finish top five for sure. They finish top five.
So before we go on to the top, I know we're still on the Raptors. Yeah. Who do you think won that trade? LA, was the one where Ingram and AD.
You have to say LA. You have to say LA because they won a championship.
Because they got a championship out of it.
Yeah, they got a chip. They got what they needed.
What?
Right?
It's not like
but
they
only one that's
get some
not
good, the stars. They
but,
got some good
yo,
players.
But they got some good players because, but then they, you know, they let go Ball and then Ball was turned into a good player, right? Mm-hmm. So, right? But then Ingram is like on a different level right now. Ingram's a man.
I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, that's actually not a bad trade on both sides. Mm-hmm. They weren't going anywhere with AD. And now they have a star in Ingram.
Exactly. And AD needed out.
Yeah, he needed out. But anyways, back to the Raptors. So the Raptors, they won against Charlotte. And I always
and
say
took a heavy box up.
That's why I remember we were talking about Milwaukee winning two games and it don't mean nothing because Charlotte, you're supposed to beat Charlotte. You're supposed to beat Charlotte. Even a team like the Raptors that are going for the draft, they still bust up Charlotte. Because again, look, you have a look at it. Charlotte has most of their players, they're injured. They have their one of their Ball brothers, their mashup. He hasn't played like half a season. They only have Miles and he missed last season after dusting out a woman. He shouldn't be in the league right now. And then they traded Rozier.
That's true, but the rookie's playing nice though. The rookie's playing nice for Charlotte, so it's good to see that. I also like what I like, man. Although the Raptors took a box up, I'm seeing more consistent play out of RJ. His playmaking is not is looking, you know, around
he's playing
the five.
Than he was playing in New York. He was playing better than he played in New York,
and he's contributing in different areas in terms of, you know, assists, more rebounds. Playmaking's getting a little bit better. His cutting's getting. Oh man, I saw him made a couple good cuts last night. Until Kelly had to find him. He was like, yo, I'm open. Yo, hit me.
Kelly Olynyk. And that's another thing we got to talk about. They signed Kelly Olynyk for another 2 years. I think that's a good look.
Like it.
Kelly Olynyk in the center as a distributor is nice. He could shoot. He could pass.
For
sure. He has some offensive skills,
for
too.
For sure.
I think he's a nice pickup. He's a great pickup for Toronto.
Yo, I love it. I love it, man. And he's a stretch big, right? He's rolling like 6'10". He's a stretch big. He could hit the three. He could put it on the floor. He could play make. He could pass.
But I think nice his passing ability is dangerous. Now,
did you see that lob that he threw to in the last game? To What's the guy name?
I don't even pronounce his name. Ojo Bayo.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his name. But the one, he was in Utah with him, right?
Yeah. That lob that he threw to him, that was nasty.
But I'm saying, now if you have two men, when you have Scotty Barnes and Kelly Olynyk on the court, passing ball and setting up people and diamond.
Although they're losing, I could see the framework building. I could see the pieces building.
See, like, the future.
I could see it, right? I could see the blocks, like the building blocks.
Are you saying they're going to be like OKC coming up?
Stars in the draft? I feel so, right? Because they're going to get a high draft pick. And although everyone keeps saying that this draft is going to be weak, I see some gems that's going to be in it, right?
What, like Bronny James is going to get LeBron?
I see some gems in there, like some players. Every time they say a draft is going to be weak, it always turns out to be better than they thought.
Yeah, you never know. They can't, because the thing is, you look at so many players that these guys, they draft and they scout. Oh, this guy's good and that guy's good. A lot of the time, it's not true. The few times they scout and they say, yeah, these guys are going to be a star. But a lot of times, not true. You look at a lot of people that skip to the second round. Jokic was a second round pick. You look at Butler was like almost at the end. Like, there's a lot of players that got picked way down the line.
You can't knock them
until you see them play and get them an opportunity to shine.
Just before we jump on it at the rap, I was watching the game with Pony. I was like, yo, Pony started to get back. So I had to say, yo. Listen, Raptors are in a place right now. There's no getting vexed. It's going to be
no getting vexed. You got to celebrate the losses. I've changed. I'm celebrating the losses. Every loss, I'm like, yes.
Straight that's out.
Yes,
right?
Take L.
You look for small victories within each loss.
Don't get dust out and I'll celebrate. I don't mind.
You look for small victories in these losses, right? You look for small victories to be like, I see. Look at him. He's getting better. Quickly. Okay, see.
The last thing I think we need to talk about before we get off the Raptors is Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes broke his hand.
He's done for you. Don't bring him back.
I know. They're not. That's the same thing I was going to say. Don't bother.
don't bring him back.
But you saw that game. They were winning that game, playing well. As soon as Scotty went down, things turned around for Golden State. And they took that W, that L.
Yeah,
They took the win and gave Toronto the L.
Yeah. But now in that Golden State game, do you see why now they didn't want to give up Kuminga?
Kuminga nice. I know Kuminga. Oh,
he's been balling. Kuminga's been balling, boy.
So let's come out the Raptor rap. I want to quickly talk on that dust out Golden State took from Boston.
Let's get into around the league. Puff, that's how you want to start around the league with that box up?
Jeez. No, but as soon as you say that, because they haven't talked about it. They gave Toronto L. We haven't talked about their L. But then they had a good, convincing win. They just won last night. A convincing win.
Against the Bucks. Yeah. Bucks.
Yeah. And with Giannis is there, because Giannis is out.
Exactly. Before we go into soap opera,
we're not going to talk about soap opera yet. But did you hear about the game plan? The game plan for Golden State?
Yeah, of course. It's stupid.
Let Jalen shoot.
Are you dumb? That's like Kerr. Come on, man. Steve Kerr. That's some of the dumbest thing I ever.
Did you see the first play of the game? It was assist. Jalen Green wide open three at the top of the key. Hit the shot.
Yo, bro.
So I was looking shots all game.
What? Listen, man, Kerr. Like you do some bonehead stuff before you. But that, you think this man is Draymond? Yeah. Like, you're not gonna guard him.
Just remember. Kerr picked up that team when it was ripe to win. After Mark Jackson put in all the work to get them players to the level they want, then Steve Kerr came in, got the dough ready. Coach, the highest winning percentage because you already got a team that was seasoned and ready for win.
It's prime to go. But that's a heavy box up. 50 points.
Yo, but you see the game last night when it came back after that loss. Curry was next. Curry came out shooting. Curry, they're crazy.
They're bombing up the place.
Milwaukee scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, you know.
Yo.
9 points.
Bro, Milwaukee's offense is trash. What did I say? Oh, Milwaukee's defense. No, Milwaukee's defense. Top five in the league now. Listen.
I know.
Yeah, that's a big win though. That is a big win for the Golden State Warriors. That's a big win.
But it was also a big win. They Milwaukee. Mm. Who they beat without Giannis? They beat
The Clips. Did they beat the Clips? Yeah, they beat the Clips. That was a solid win.
That was a solid win. I thought they were gonna lose. Dame came before through, even, like 41. Yeah.
Before we even get into that, what I also like to give shout out to is my all-star snub. I keep telling you about the Houston Rockets, Shangun. I'm going to start Django. Calling him Shogun.
Honestly, Houston is Shogun. A very exciting team to watch. I watched a lot of Houston games. It's a very exciting team. It's not only because Van Vliet's there. I want Van Vliet to shine and do well.
No, man.
But at the same time, there's Shangoon.
Green is starting to play good.
Green is playing wicked. And even the rookie.
Yeah, the Thompson, one of the Thompson twins, he's locked down defense.
Next guy that's on the team.
Dylan Brooks is playing nice over there. They have a next rookie.
They have Whitmore that they got team.
Second round or late first round. Yes. Yo,
they have an exciting
and they got
team.
Jabari Jr.
Yeah, yo, that's Jabari Jr. I like that player. Jabari Smith Jr.
They're building something over there. They're nice.
That's why the coach didn't want to come to Toronto because he saw
He's like, I'm going there. But that man dropped 45 on top of Victor. Yo, and he said, yo, listen, I did what
Shangoon.
Shangoon said, yo, he's not strong yet. So I put him under the rim and hold him there. He goes, but yet. He said, he's not strong enough yet. he prefaced the conversation by saying yet. So he took advantage of him and dropped 45 on top of him. Dunk on his head top. Put him under the rim.
Victor's going to be different. I don't think Victor needs to be the strongest at it. But his length and his strength, he doesn't need to be the strongest.
No. He just needs to be, he has some strength and put some resistance. Yeah. That's it. You don't need to back. You don't have to kill you.
We already know who's a rookie of the year and who's going to be a problem coming out of
Transition into Victor, V-Dub, I am officially starting my campaign ballot for Victor Wembanyama, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and Shai Alexander, MVP. All right?
Honestly, it's going to be very interesting.
I don't care what you want to say.
The only reason I think Victor won't win the Defensive Player of the Year, we already know he won Rookie of the Year. The reason why I think he won't win Defensive Player of the Year is because the team's so trash. And the team isn't winning.
I don't care about the team winning. He's slapping up mans, bro.
No, but they're winning big games. They beat OKC the other day.
Yo, I'm telling you.
They're winning some serious games.
If you look at his numbers, right? His defensive numbers and his impact, right? That man is averaging 3-4 blocks a game.
Yeah, there's nobody. He's going to have the most blocks in all of the league this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
He should have, by right, he should have been an all-star too. So, hey.
You know next year he is. But
he might be. NBA, you need to make him the first rookie to win Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year, okay?
But as you say that, you didn't hear the comment about Zion? But I'm going to go
I love,
only if I made out.
Oh, yo, I love that.
He's making
love that.
He's going to
I love that. And I want to see
that. I'm going to vote for him because they just want to see him in the dunk off.
That because him versus Matt McClung. Their high school dunk.
He'll dust out Matt McClung. Some of the creative stuff that Matt McClung's doing, but I think he has a power that he could
do. That's the difference. Zion's power is going to be. Mm-hmm. But those two have been dunking from high school. They're the dunk fam, jam fam, or whatever they used to call themselves. But if he does it, I like that point, though.
I like Zion's point. It's like, why am I going to come to the All-Star game? I want to go on vacation.
In the dunk, especially if you're a man at his level. Yeah. But he is right, though. If you are a man at his level, like John, if you make the All-Star game, then participate. But if you didn't make the All-Star game, I'm not going to reach.
I'm going to go on vacation with my family.
Yeah, so I like that. I was like, Zion, you're slick, eh? You're slick, so people are going to vote for you. Listen,
I'll put money on that. He's an All-Star next year just because of that comment. Because first of all, the league is everybody's going to vote for him. Everybody's going to vote for him.
Not only an All-Star, Puff. He's going to be a starter. He's gonna be an all-star starter.
The
fan votes.
The fan votes are going crazy for it.
Crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets more votes than LeBron just because of that.
He's gonna go crazy because man wants to see him in the dunk contest. And if he's there, then everyone's gonna be like, "All right, Zion Reach, we got something."
Because we do need to bring the dunk contest back. Everybody's been talking about how it's trash.
I'm telling you,
nobody wants to watch it. Even the 3-point contest more exciting than the dunk contest.
Telling you, everything is more exciting than the dunk off these days, yo.
Chusa, you're right. What was it? What's the thing on Friday with the stars?
The celebrity game.
Yeah, the celebrity.
Yeah, the celebrity game was
more exciting than the All-Star game and the dunk off. Anyways, what else do you want to talk about?
Before
this boy wrapped me up, we have to go to the beach.
You got to give some congratulations to the king. Eclipse 40,000. That man's going to think he's going to go to 45, baby. He's going to go to 45.
I think he can go to 50, maybe 60.
Go to 45.
He might play till he's 60.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, we got to give the shout out to him. You know, he did what he's supposed to do. Longevity, greatest career ever.
Yeah. And to all the haters, there's about like six history. Players that played more games than him, including Dirk, mm-hmm. including Karl Malone, including what's the point guard there? I can't remember. Not Mark Price. What's the point guard Jackson? That you saw with Jackson?
Oh,
yep.
What's the John name? John Stockton.
There's a few players. There's a lot of players that play more than him. And he's still good. Come on, dude. The haters just gonna hate. That's it. Haters are just
if you combine, I believe it was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. They're still maybe a couple of LeBron, right? But I know, little Malcolm want to go to the beach. But before we end it off, we got to go into the soap opera.
Milwaukee, right? Honestly, Milwaukee turned it around.
Let me set it up. We got to get into the soap opera segment of the pod, which is called the revolving door, the Milwaukee Bucks coaching carousel. So Milwaukee fired their coach. Their new coach of All-Star Game. I think that All-Star Game, they won the All-Star Game and came out of the All-Star Game and won six straight games before a recent loss. Were we too fast, too quick to write off the Milwaukee Bucks? Have they turned the corner?
No.
And said, Puff and Vern, ya chat foolishness. We're winning the championship. Puff, what say you?
I still say they get knockout second round. I wouldn't be surprised they get knockout first round. Because you know, look at it, Vern. The pressure is on Milwaukee to win. After firing two coaches, I'm bringing the most losing coach in the whole history of the league. And they expect to win it? Good. Doc Rivers only won one. Doc Rivers had all type of star on his team. I can't win. How do you mean you're going to win this time? You're not winning nothing. Come on, though. Come on. So, that's like us saying Toronto Raptors are winning a championship this year. Are they? No, they're not. Because we know.
Okay. So you're still not six in a row. Didn't convince you. So they beat Minnesota. They beat Philly. They beat Charlotte twice, Chicago, and the Clippers, and you're still not rating them?
Not rating them. Because, wait, remember, the playoffs, you have to win four, not just one game. You got to win four. Four. And they have a lot of pressure on their team. And then on top of that, Boston's the best team in the East, hands down. Everybody knows that. Boston is the best team in the East. If Boston doesn't make to the finals, I would be surprised.
Yeah. Because right now, Boston is eight games ahead of them, right? I'm surprised, you know. I'm not going to take back my stand. Boston is just that good.
They have too many players at every level. And the backup, the six man, the man on the pitcher on the bench. Like, they have players.
There is. But what are you saying? There's like, there's like, what, 20, 26, 20-something games left. I'm not going to come off my stand. I think
Boston is
going to. Okay, the Knicks not going to catch them.
I don't see nobody in the East. Yeah, the Knicks, because the Knicks have to hear Jalen Brunson just get mashed up.
Right. They will finish. It seems that they're going to finish second in the league.
They are going to who? Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. I think Cleveland's going to be catch
second
up.
Or third.
Oh, third.
Second or third. They're not going to fall over.
I am still saying they're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're not even getting out of the second round.
I don't think so.
Either. I think the first they go is the semis, yo. They're going to get to the semis and then they're out. I don't take stock in the game, in the win. I know it's you play whoever's in front of you, but come on, man. Right?
They're not convincing. Well, they said they're
the best defensive team coming out of the break. But if you look at the teams that you're playing, other than Minnesota and the Clippers, that don't really say much, right? You're playing a 76ers team with no Embiid. You're playing the Charlotte Hornets twice, and Charlotte Hornets has nobody because they're mashup. And you beat the Bulls for the Bulls. Like
the only convincing win they had is against the Clippers, because I think the Clippers.
Isn't it a one point win they got in that game?
It was close, but then they didn't have their star. They didn't have Giannis, And then also the Clippers didn't have Westbrook is not a huge factor on that team, I think.
Was Paul George
was playing that game. George didn't play against the Lakers when the Lakers beat them, but he was playing the next team. He was playing
that
game.
You know, Milwaukee, I got to say, man, you guys, you know, turn it around. I don't know. People want to tell them, oh, Milwaukee's top five defense. I can't rate that because you got boxed up by the Warriors.
What they need to do to win it all, they need to get rid of Giannis's brother and sign somebody else. Anybody else.
So, are you telling me we're going to end the soap opera with trade Doc, package Doc and Giannis' brother to get a better for Nick Nurse?
For a bag of chips. No way.
For a bag of chips.
For a bag of chips.
For Nick Nurse, Philly's like, nah, we good. We don't want that. We good.
But honestly,
that's a wrap.
Truth, I don't think they have it. And that's a wrap for another episode. We're going to come back. I know there's some comments. Please comment, like, subscribe. Let us know. We want to get into the mailbag on our next episode. We're going to have a next episode very shortly and talk about some of these comments.
Some people say
we're talking crap about Milwaukee.
There's some funny reading on the wall. There's some good ones. There's one, you know, on the wall. I'm going to touch real quick. You know, we're going to get into it more in the next episode, but one real quick said we're delusional. Remember when you said in the playoffs, Butler was just backing down Jualde. One comment was, no, he wasn't backing him down. He was just running off of screens. And then the next comment's like, I need to go back and watch it.
You're running him off a screen to get the man on the player you want to back down.
There was another comment that said, no, he need to go back and watch it. He was definitely getting backed down.
There was like 3-4 plays in a row at the end of the game. He was like, let me get that man on me. I'm going to put him in the pole and then deal with this kid.
So, you know, we'll wrap up on that. We'll touch the comments next week, in the next episode. Keep leaving your comments. Keep subscribing. All right. Don't forget to like the videos. You know, keep engaging with us, man. We love it. Once again, that's another episode of Puff and Vern. Puff is going to go to the beach. Vern's going to say, don't forget to like, subscribe, turn notifications so you know our job. Have a good one.
You can go to the beach. You're right by the beach. You got to go beach. The beach is right by the beach.
Them water that you can't jump in there, brother. What are you trying to do to me, bro? Listen. And just for that, I wish I could just lock you off right now. Just press the button and say, boom, TV out. Yeah, I'm going to make the stat man this is how it's going to end, Like the TV is just going to fade out. And that's another episode.
Until next time. Peace.